This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 273 for Tuesday, February 19th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE Futures canola contracts were posting small gains so far in trading Tuesday morning. Canola was up by a dollar, with the March contract reaching $476.80 per ton. Also, early weakness in the soy market on the Chicago Board of Trade was putting pressure on canola. The March contract for Chicago soybeans slipped by 4 cents to $9.04 per bushel. However, a weaker tone in the Canadian dollar on Tuesday morning was supportive of canola. The dollar was at 75.30 US this morning, down from Friday's close of 75.38. A large convoy of trucks rolls into Ottawa on Tuesday. The United We Roll convoy is in support of building more pipelines in Canada and is protesting Ottawa's carbon tax. A cautious tone on United States stock markets Tuesday morning has replaced optimism towards trade talks between the U.S. and China. The Dow Jones, S&P 500, and the NASDAQ started the morning on the downside. Low-level trade talks begin today in Washington, while high-level negotiations are set to resume on Thursday. There are several key trade issues still to be dealt with. African swine fever has been found in Romania and Vietnam. With African swine fever now outside of China, there are fears the disease may have gotten into global hog supplies. U.S. corn futures were posting small losses in early trade, with the March contract down by 1.5 cents to 373 per bushel. There are reports ice and high water on the U.S. river system are causing problems moving corn and other goods. Wheat futures were down Tuesday morning. The March contract in Chicago was down 5 cents to $4.99 per bushel. The Kansas City March contract was down 5 cents at $4.72 per bushel. And the Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down by 3 cents to $5.70 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday morning, February 19th, in Winnipeg for Markets Farm. I'm Glenn Halleck.